Welcome to Open the Bible Daily. Today, Pastor Colin's reflection is, You are on the last mile of your journey. Revelation chapter 21, verse 6 reads, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give from the spring of the water of life without payment. Here are two things to reconsider in the light of heaven. First, if you are holding back from full commitment to Jesus, however hard it is for you to come to Christ in repentance, however hard it is for you to look to him in faith, however costly it may be for you to confess Jesus as Lord of your life, you cannot ultimately lose. No one in the presence of Jesus regrets following him, not even those for whom it cost their lives. What are you holding on to now that is so good it would be worth missing out on all that the people of God will share with Christ in the new heaven and new earth? The second thing to reconsider is if God is calling you to walk on a difficult path. John Newton tells the story. Imagine a man on his way to New York. He is in a carriage drawn by a horse, and he is on his way to receive a $1 million inheritance. A mile outside New York, the wheel on his carriage breaks, so he has to walk the last mile to get his $1 million inheritance. And all the way to New York, he grumbles because his carriage is broken. What would you think of such a man? In Christ, you are on the last mile of your journey to inherit the new heaven and new earth, and you will find strength for the journey as you anticipate the joy that lies ahead. Do you need strength for your journey? Anticipate the joy that lies ahead for you, Christian.